If you go to International Falls, Minnesota, looking for a picturesque waterfall, you'll be disappointed. The story of the falls on this international border is next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the early 1900s, an entrepreneur saw the falls on the Rainy River as an opportunity to develop an industry in northern Minnesota.
E.W. Backus came up here. He snowshoed roughly 250 miles with another gentleman because they were wanting to find an area for him to establish his paper mill.
Ashley Levine says the gentleman saw plenty of timber and something else that would be useful in building their business.
They come out onto the banks of the Rainy River and they see the falls. And they decide that it's going to provide a significant amount of horsepower for them to build a hydroelectric dam because they want to build a paper mill here. We're a super timber-rich area. There's nobody else really logging.
While the town here is called International Falls, that paper mill altered the landscape.
They came in 1905 and they started blasting and they basically blew up what was the falls. And they used that to harness the water power to create a dam.
Fort Francis in the province of Ontario is a town of about 7,000 people on the north side of the river. The smaller American city is on the south side of the Rainy River.
When we first started, we were originally known as Kuchiching, and it was just Kuchiching Village. And then they renamed it International Falls for the Falls. We've been here officially since 1909 is when we were incorporated as a Kuchiching County. But we've been here since way before that. Today, now all you're going to see is a dam. There are no falls.
The County Historical Society Museum here shares the story of this area from thousands of years ago to the present day, with exhibits about these cities and the region on the banks of the Rainy River. Traveling the countryside in International Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.